The Astros going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves on this July 4th. Freddie Freeman back after missing more than a month after breaking his wrist, getting his first career start at third base, and in the second inning, he'd be tested in a 1-0 game.
Newcomb peeks to second, comes back to the plate, and a ground ball hit to third. A chance for Freeman, looks the runner back, throws perfectly to first base. Knew how much time he had, took a look at Gurriel to keep him at second base. And then his throw to first was absolutely perfect. Chest high, right on the money. Fly ball to right field. Markakis retreating. That could be trouble on the track. He turns, looks up, and watches it go. Opposite field home run for George Springer on a 3-2 pitch.
On a 3-2 curveball after seeing five fastballs.
Near SunTrust Park. Drive to center field and deep. Racing back on his horse is Inciarte. Beyond his reach, that one high off the fence. Scoring is Bregman. Peacock is right behind him. Here comes the throw to the plate. And the second runner is tagged out. Crushed. Right field and gone. That one into the upper level of the chop house. So the walk loads him up. And Josh Reddick with a grand slam. No doubt about it. That's his ninth home run.
The Astros win their third in a row, taking it 16-4. Carlos Correa extends his hitting streak to 13 games prior to exiting in the fourth with a thumb injury. He's considered day-to-day. Freddie Freeman returned for Atlanta. He started at third for the first time in his career and went 1-for-4. The Braves hammered by the Astros. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
It's pretty good. I mean, from their athletic, they just really hit. It's you know, we knew that last time we played them. And you look, you watch the box scores, you watch everything going on. There's a reason they're the best team in baseball right now.
Seems kind of silly to point to one play, and it wasn't an error, but that ground ball.
Yeah, it's tough. Brandon. I mean, you can't give them extra outs. Yeah. That's for sure. Against these guys, you get 27 of them, and they get more than one extra. They can hurt you.
What do you tell a guy like Newcomb who's learning up here?
Well, you just got to keep state with him, I think. You know, he just keeps working, and it wasn't a bad thing for him to face that team. It's something he'll learn from and take away and be all the better for it.
That guy doesn't give him Peacock doesn't get much attention because he started in the bullpen, but he's been really tough.
Been really good, yeah, really good. I mean, his numbers are real good, and he had late break. It seemed like on his breaking ball, and he could ride. You know, he spot up his fastball and elevate with it when he needed to, and he's tough.
Freddie didn't give him much opportunities over there. Third again.
So. No, I know. Well, that's just we'll play it again tomorrow. See. Yeah, oh no, that's the last thing I'd worry about him is offensively. I mean, he came out and swung the bat and wasn't favoring anything and was turning it loose, and he'll get better with at bats.
What can be expected from this lineup going forward now?
Whose?
Yours.
What do you mean?
Now that you got Freeman in there.
Oh, well, hopefully it's a pretty good lineup. You know, it's a pretty good lineup. We had a well-pitched ball game against us, but I like our chances with that lineup out there.
Freddie Freeman returned after missing more than a month after breaking his wrist. He started at third base for the first time in his career and went 1-for-4.
When I got the uneasy feeling out in the rehab game, it's kind of been gone since. So, you know, it was obviously I wanted to get the first one out of the way. And, you know, it was nice to get a nice little easy hop there and get the first one out of the way. I felt okay. I had some pitches to hit today that I fouled off, and you know, hopefully tomorrow I'll hit those, but you know, I feel good. The wrist feels good, so hopefully tomorrow's a new day.
The Braves try and avoid the sweep against the Astros on Wednesday. They send Jaime Garcia to the hill.